Plattsmouth football back in the playoffs, talking out with their head coach Curtis Larson as they get ready for the fun to come. They'll face Bennington on Friday. Coach, you know, anytime you can be playing football late October, early November, it's a sign that you've had a good season. I guess just speak to the season and how you guys are feeling as you get ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, our guys kind of rose to the challenge. You know, we started off obviously on the right foot. Had a few challenging times, and our guys obviously responded well to that adversity. It's not easy, you know, losing three straight games and being able to get two wins on the back end and get into the playoffs. You know, I think kind of just speaks to the culture that we have at Plattsmouth and what we're continuously trying to build off of, you know, from the guys before. And the expectation is always to get to the playoffs, and we're happy to be there.
Yeah, and you guys are coming off of a wild win over Ralston on Friday night. I know your guys' district was really, really tough, and you had some challenges in the back half of your season. You know, touch on Friday night and overall the challenges that you guys went through to end the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, we went, you know, three straight games against ranked opponents, you know, Gretna East. They're the two seed. Waverly, they're the one seed, and Gretna got us in a thrilling game that week. They're the 11 seed. So everybody that got us right there are kind of right in front of us. And, you know, our guys, you know, kind of reset and refocused. And, you know, last Friday was really wild. I kind of knew it as I knew. I know Coach Zahn personally, and he always has tricks up his sleeve, and he always does things that kind of stress you on the defensive side of the thing. So they were able to score some points, and we knew that in case, you know, we needed to win this game, we were going to have to establish or continue to establish running the football. And I think second half, it was 29-28 Ralston at halftime. And second half, we were able to hold them to 7 points and establish our run game. And I think we probably had the ball at least, you know, 19 to 20 minutes out of the 24 minutes in the second half, being able to control the football. And I believe that won us the game.
I know coaches talk all the time about getting better every week. And when you're in the playoffs, it's a sign that you've gotten better every week. You know, where have been the areas that this group has grown from, say, preseason to where we are now?
I think just playing for each other, you know, one of those things where you learn every week who to trust. And I think our guys, you know, start to lean on each other a little bit more, like just kind of understanding like, hey, this is a true team football, or football is a true team game. And, you know, there's 11 working parts every single play, and just leaning on each other and trusting each other. And I think that kind of builds as the season goes on. Especially on the offensive side of the ball. We've done a lot of good things. Our offensive coordinator, Matt Rathman, has done a lot of good things, being able to realize what our strengths are and making sure, you know, putting us in the best case possible every Friday. And, you know, and it kind of went into show last Friday. And I think just building trust and, you know, leaning on each other a little bit more as the week's gone on has really helped us.
Now, looking, you know, to this week, obviously a really good Bennington team, but when you get to the playoffs, everybody is really good. What do you know about them as you prepare?
They are versatile. They got a dynamic quarterback that can take off and run, that can throw the football. They got really good receivers. They got a really good running back on the offense side of the ball. And what they do defensively is it looks a little unorthodox, so it's going to challenge us to be able to recognize kind of what they're trying to do throughout the week. And, you know, their special teams are always really good. So it's going to be really important in all three phases to understand what they're doing and being able to try to find ways to attack it.
What will you guys have to do to have success on Friday?
I think we got to create some turnovers for ourselves. We got to do some things to be able to get some extra possessions. They had a tough game on Thursday against Elkhorn North. Was able to watch that on the CW, and you know, some of the things Elkhorn North did kind of seemed a little not like Bennington. You know, Elkhorn North put them in some stressful situations and got some turnovers right off the bat and were able to gain some possession. So being able to kind of mimic that and kind of understand, you know, what or where we need to attack is going to be really important.
Curtis Larson, head football coach at Platt Smith. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best of luck there on Friday.
All right. Thank you, guys.